This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
63:33. It's important for me to take some time to process this amazing experience that we've gone through, to make sure that my wife, with whom I will be celebrating a 25th anniversary this year, is willing to re-up and put up with me for a little bit longer. I want to do some writing. I want to be quiet a little bit and not hear myself talk so darn much. I want to spend precious time with my girls. So those are my priorities this year.
All right, that's the President Barack Obama on his way out, Donald Trump, President-elect, on his way in. Some final parting shots from the Prez in just a couple of days. It'll be all about Trump and what he does and his cabinet as they are slowly getting confirmed in Washington, D.C. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we stand. That's the tsunami coming out of Washington, D.C. You know, there was a lot of conversation about who was going to be the ag secretary. And finally, drum roll, please. That's my little secret drum roll. The name that was put forth from the president-elect, ex-Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, for the Secretary of Ag, supposedly. And Perdue served on Trump's Agriculture Advisory Committee during the election campaign. Weeks after Trump was elected, they met, and Perdue was interested in the job. Said he'd be happy to serve, and he's had a long political career, actually. He started his career as a Democratic state senator in the early 90s, and then he switched to the Republican Party, and then he was eventually elected governor of Georgia in 2002, and he served until stepping down in 2011. So he's who the appointment is for ag. And, you know, this has just been kind of that week of the who's who and who's going to, how it's going to go, and getting grilled, I think, more for many of the nominees on ethics more than anything else because of their extreme wealth and positions and whatnot. Nikki Haley, nominee for UN ambassador, did her confirmation hearing deal before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. There wasn't a lot of heat, I think, on that one. The most heat was Scott Pruitt, the nominee for the EPA. He was grilled a lot about his beef with the EPA and lawsuits and whatnot. Also, Congressman Tom Price, nominated for Secretary of Health and Human Services. I think he got grilled a little bit as well because, of course, Medicare, Medicaid, all of that would come under his department. And this is what we've been talking about here now since really the beginning of January, knowing who the names were, but watching this confirmation process. Rex Tillerson, to me, was probably still the most interesting, the nominee for Secretary of State. He was one of the first hearings that there was on the Hill before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and that's a big one, obviously, who steps in as Secretary of State. Elaine Cho, a nominee for Secretary of Transportation. Her hearing was, I think, pretty interesting. John Kelly, Homeland Security. Well, you get the gist here. And I think a good president, surrounds himself with the best people he can, or those that he hopes and thinks are going to be the best people. and delegates what's possible, because it is impossible to keep on top of everything that's happening, only to be advised and to read briefings and to ask questions, but it's just not humanly possible to process all that information. So it is about the people, I think, in that cabinet. Who you surround yourself with is incredibly, incredibly important. Let me ask you a question. So currently, the real Donald Trump has a massive amount of Twitter followers, and he's prone to let his feelings be known in the 140 character world, which then gets out everywhere else. But he likes using Twitter, and he says he's going to continue to use Twitter. He's not going to do it under POTUS. He's just going to do it under what he has, the followers he has and whatnot. So the Wall Street Journal and NBC did a poll, and the poll came back this way, that 7 in 10 Americans say President-elect Donald Trump's use of Twitter is a bad idea. 69% agree that his use of Twitter is bad because it's an instant messages can have unintended major implications without careful review. 26% say it's great because it allows a president to directly communicate to people immediately. So is it better to communicate to people immediately, no way for anybody else to sabotage what's being tweeted? Or is it a mistake because of an unintended consequence, which, of course, easily can happen when you tweet, when anybody tweets something out? I think either way, whether you think the poll, whether you agree with the poll or not, it's without a doubt, it's not going to stop, because it's up to him whether he's going to tweet. And if he's got millions and millions of followers, that's not stopping. So you could say that Twitter assures you get the truth, because if he says something, you say, oh, I can't believe he said that. Well, there's no interpretation of it. I mean, it is what it is. It's exactly from his account. So there's no filter. And I think the filter can be bad or, the filter can be bad or good depending on what's being tweeted, like I said. All right, if you're out there in Radio Land, I want to remind everybody, at the tail end of this hour, yes, indeed, we are doing a live, well, we are live, we will be doing Nail the Score, NFC and AFC game, great chance for you to win, go out on a high note. We'll certainly be doing that for the Super Bowl, but maybe we're going to have a winner this time around. Maybe. Oh, I got my fingers crossed. I just have a good feeling that somebody's going to make it happen. And maybe that's going to be you. Maybe you will be the winner. Maybe you will be the one that gets bragging rights, gets some prizes, and correctly nails the score, which is very difficult to do. But we've had some others that have done it. Coming up, Chelsea Manning. Is she or isn't she commuted? I'll explain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That the average person who is thinking about disclosing vital classified information would think that it goes unpunished. I don't think would get that impression from the sentence that Chelsea Manning has served.
All right, Chelsea Manning, sentence is commuted. But that sentence gets commuted. Somebody said to me, well, what about Snowden, Ed Snowden? How fair is that for Ed Snowden? So he dumps a bunch of information. Of course, there was no military tribunal, which there was a military tribunal for, at the time, Bradley Manning. But if Snowden were to come back, what would happen? And the answer is they would go after him. They, being the government, would go after him. And they've made that very clear. The attorney general has, and the new attorney general, I'm sure, would say the same thing. So a commuted sentence means this will happen in May, was when Manning will be freed, May 17th. And with this sentence commuted, another president coming in, meaning President-elect Trump, can't go back on that sentence. It's done. It's been commuted by a president, so that can't happen. If some of you are curious about that, it's not in this case. It won't happen. So this is pretty big, but was expected that this would happen. Because I mean, although if you think about it, Ed Snowden releases information, runs off to Russia, gets asylum, basically. And Chelsea Manning, the Army intelligence analyst, convicted in 2010 of leaking the military and diplomatic activities across the world, the cables, all that stuff. I mean, just huge news. Gets the sentence commuted. And Manning twice tried to kill herself last year. So this was a guy, Bradley, transgender woman now, incarcerated at a men's military prison at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, jailed for 7 years. 35-year sentence, longest punishment ever imposed in the United States for a leak conviction. Because, of course, that's, again, what it was. Speaker Paul Ryan called it outrageous and said President Obama now leaves in a place a dangerous precedent that those who compromise our national security won't be held accountable for their crimes. Two lawyers representing Manning and appealing her conviction and sentence say that Ms. Manning is the longest serving whistleblower in the history of the United States. Her 35-year sentence for disclosing information that served the public interest and never caused harm to the United States was always excessive, and we're delighted that justice is being served in form of commutation. But like I said, were there differences between what happened with Snowden and Manning? Well, yeah, but Snowden gets no mercy. Manning gets mercy. The offenses were a little different, but similar. She went through the military criminal justice process is the biggest one. Snowden has refuge in a country that is being accused of hacking into our systems and damaging our election process. So there is a little bit of difference there. But remember, there was a lot of diplomatic cables, 250,000 from the embassies, showing sensitive deals and conversations and dossiers and all kinds of things, including detailing intelligence assessments of Gitmo detainees held without trial, a video of an American helicopter attack in Baghdad, where two Reuters journalists, in fact, were killed. So there was a frantic scramble to minimize some of the harm, including getting to safety some of the foreigners in dangerous countries who were identified as having helped American troops. That was brutal, I thought. But either way, Manning out of jail in May. And so now you wonder, if the Snowden thing comes up, what would Trump do? I would say not commute that sentence. I would say that's not going to happen. But there's no sentencing for Snowden. I would say not pardon him, not allow him to come back. They say he can come back, but not go after Snowden. And there's no way. Snowden probably never comes back to the United States. It would be shocking, in fact, if Snowden did come back. So very, very, very doubtful. Let's put it that way. Again, a big reminder, don't forget, we're doing the Nail the Score thing coming up at the tail end of the hour. I hope that some of you will be there. And if you're listening to me, call in. Remember, you can always send me guesses, and a lot of people end up doing it that way. We've got to say something about the former president. Bush won. In the hospital, apparently resting well, though, complications with this pneumonia that Bush has struggled with, released a statement, said couldn't go to the inauguration because of the weather. It would put him 6 feet under. So George H.W. Bush admitted to the ICU. Barbara Bush also hospitalized, but apparently they're saying okay. Okay. And while That's happening. Jared Kushner is apparently talking with a Bush-Cheney veteran for a White House job. Now, if I say that to you, Jared Kushner, close to his father-in-law, working in the White House, who would he reach out to? I don't think you'll know the name, but a veteran of that White House was a guy named Neil Patel. And Neil Patel was chief policy advisor to former VP Dick Cheney. And a lot of Republicans know Patel and say he's smart and capable and that he's a serious, serious, serious policy person. And they need a serious policy person. So this guy would be an asset in the Trump White House. In fact, Patel co-founded the Daily Caller, a conservative news blog, along with his friend and college roommate, who was Tucker Carlson. Will Patel accept it? Who knows? But he's just giant. He again, just giant on policy. Makes a big difference when you know the ins and the outs of how many policies are there. Would be a massive, massive brain in that new White House, where when they're trying to figure out what policies are on the books and where they're moving and what can you do, he would be the guy who would know all of that. So if he accepts, that's pretty huge for the Trump White House, because then they would have access to something that they really need, what any president needs, in trying to catch up as fast as they can and then, of course, move forward. Coming up, we're going to do the numbers thing, and I got to tell you, you're going to like this number. If I told you that somebody was fined $100 million for ripping you off and ripping me off, in some cases, what would you say? You would say, bravo, wouldn't you? Of course you would. And I'm going to tell you who the ripoff person is. And you might not be surprised. You might be surprised, and maybe you already know the story, but it hasn't been circulating out there that long. I think you're going to be a little bit surprised. You know, we keep talking about these sky-high rates, medically speaking. And that's goes along with the drugs. In fact, a lot with the drug prices. Part of the worst parts of what we deal with when we deal with our health. I'll fill in the blank next.
Office attracts a crowd. Starting a minute in the south. I'm looking for someone who was a leader.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Oh,
to have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017 Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the social media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. And I thought we'd talk about big brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They'd only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it. I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Lock door. Television on. Radio off. Call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? There's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously. And, you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA. And, you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge, and we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people, and you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like, the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer. And what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created, where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers. So they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and
yes,
broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas are, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them, I think, have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I'll build a company around it. And next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, is probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate. And that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life. And I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us, and I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts, and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. I mean, it was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone, and she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here, and people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that it's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation, in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speakers bureau in 2001. They said, "You're the most innovative person I've ever met. Can you make a keynote or even a whole day training?" And I answered, "Well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time." 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. They needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, "Wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here." And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate those solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
That's true. That is so true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, the Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach on digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking, nobody's listening. That's the first problem. But what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is. We don't know if your listeners prefer Facebook over Twitter, or they like LinkedIn or Instagram. So you got to kind of be there. You got to test it. You got to see where they are. And then after you test it and get some numbers, you can kind of cut back on some of the platforms that aren't giving you the best rate of return on investment and focus on the ones where the majority of your customers are.
Yeah, great advice. Parting shot. So as we talk about technology, letting your brain have a chance to think creatively, to come up with whatever the next great best speech is or product or whatever it is that you might be doing, what would you like to see happen in the near future when it comes to innovation?
I want everybody to become more innovative. I want everybody to believe that they are innovators. Everybody comes up with great ideas. Think of the number of great ideas that you've come up with in your lifetime. And if you could just figure out what that process is, like riding a bike, playing a piano, and you just practiced it just a little bit, and you were able to come up with really award-winning ideas once a month, once a week, maybe even once a day, how would that change your life? How would that change the world? America, I mean, that's what made this the greatest country in the world for centuries, because we are innovators. We are constantly pushing the boundaries, breaking through that envelope. And I want everybody to continue to do that. just be as innovative as possible, because we all have it in us. We just have to know how to do it and we get to practice.
Lon Sefko, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Once again, I'm always overwhelmed at the amount of email that I receive here on America Tonight. So thank you. Because I know you take the time, bang it out on the computer, on your iPhone, whatever it is. And I couldn't be more thrilled with the reaction that we get. It's just, you know, absolutely terrific. So let's go to the first one. This one is from Kyle in Ocean City, New Jersey. Kate, I've heard you talk about Ocean City, New Jersey, so that's why I put that on this email. It's unbelievable what the property is worth in some of those seashore towns in New Jersey. I don't know if you realize that or not. It just made me think about what people do for a living. You were talking about small businesses one night on It's Your Business and how people find the chance to take a breath and step away when they're not getting those traditional paid vacations. And you know what I say, you just squirrel away. My tip is you squirrel away $50 a month, and at least you've got a nest egg at the end. Remember those vacation clubs. And that's why I started with his email, because that was the first bank account that I had. My mother took me to open it was a vacation club. She said, then you'll have some money when you go to the shore. So I thought that was crazy that he sent me that. But I was talking about taking the breath and the life work balance thing that is much different when you own a small business, because you're really available 24/7. And a lot of the businesses that many of you do, you're a contractor, you're working on a construction crew, so same industry there. You're in real estate, you're just got your real estate license, you're, you know, anything, a notary public, whatever. You're kind of on the clock for those dollars. And, you know, we've had lots of wealth management people on the show. We've done months and months with the great Steve Kelly and Mike Bonacorsi. I wanted to give everyone different perspectives on what do you do to set yourself up a little bit better. It doesn't matter if you have a lot of cash or hardly any cash. There are absolutely ways to do it. It would be easy, wouldn't it, if we all just won the HGTV dream house or got one of those scratch-offs where it was like $1 million, $2 million. You know, I know somebody that won $10 million. And, of course, luck of the draw, they already were doing okay. So that'd be a shocker. You never go to Vegas, you put a couple of dollars in the machine, and that is your story. Speaking of money, I got this from Paul, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate Trump settled the Trump University thing, a $25 million payment. I guess he had to do that to get him off his back. Yeah, a couple of days before the swearing-in, boom, he forked over the cash to settle those fraud lawsuits. And originally known as Trump University, the settlement was reached in November, right before the election, and he didn't have to testify in the trial. He started the university, for people who don't know, these seminars, and told students they could get rich off of real estate with different investing techniques in 2005. And then these fraud suits started coming in 2010 and 2011 because students said they were promised access to private financing options and they didn't get those. And so they decided that it was bait and switch. And so anyway, of the money, about $21 million, I saw the breakdown, worth me throwing this out here. Of the $21 million, about $7,000 goes to former Trump University enrollees in two California class action suits. Gosh, how about that? Crazy. All right, how about this one coming our way from Mary? Mary says, wow, this inauguration, I have a lot of trepidation and anticipation. Does that make sense, Kate, to be excited and worried at the same time? Trump is such an anomaly. I'm not crazy about his women statements and his kind of misogynistic behavior. I don't like that. But I think there are sides of him that work. And the business idea of blowing up what we see in Washington, I think it's time for that to happen if it was ever going to happen. So I say give him a chance. But there is that anticipation and trepidation. That's right. In the same sentence, I love that you worked that in there. Sure, because it's unknown. We just know what's happening. Okay, here's my cabinet choices. Here's what's happening. And this is what I plan to do. But saying what you plan to do and then what happens when you get in there are two different things. And I'm really hoping for the best. I hope all of you are hoping for the best. Here's one thing I don't get. I understand backlash, people upset, not liking some of the nonsense of the campaign, of course, absolutely. But the not my president thing, guess what? He is your president. You voted for him. He is the president. So he, not the president, he is the president. You know, I like the saying better, we're still here. It seems that makes more sense to me than not my president. Because if you didn't like the last president, if you didn't like the president before him, the president before him, well, guess what? They're the president. So that doesn't, I get what they're saying, what their sentiment is, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, so let's move on to another one. How about this one from Jewel? I don't think it's Jewel, like, you know, Jewel the singer. I think it's a different kind of Jewel. But a different person named Jewel. But Jewel says, Kate, you know, I heard you say the thing the other night about the forever stamps costing more. How is that? First they sell us forever stamps, we get them, and now they're not forever. So that means what? We've got to now go and pay more for forever stamps? You got it. That was an easy one to figure out. Yeah, that they cost more. So now instead of It's going to be 49 cents first class letter instead of 47 cents. Doesn't that seem so high? I mean, how many people, raise your hand, because, you know, I have that special capability of knowing when people are raising their hands in mass across America. How many of you are mailing letters? I hear crickets. I don't think very many of you are mailing letters. I like getting them. It's so infrequent. I like getting postcards. One of my friends sent me a postcard, and she and her husband were in New Zealand, and I thought that was brilliant. It made my day. So I'm like, oh, how cool is this? I love it. A postcard. Okay, so let's zig to another one. David in New Hampshire says, Kate, my prayers and thoughts are with the Bushes. I have to tell you, Bush won, one of my faves. I don't know, I just really like this guy and the fact that he works with other people. And, you know, they're pretty tight with the Clintons. It says that you can be a person first. And I don't know that we're long for having him in the world because he's in his 90s and he's been having breathing problems. So I think it's good to wish good thoughts for his family. Yeah, they were saying it was acute respiratory, and that was, and that's what happens. It was from pneumonia because he had pneumonia. And then Barbara Bush was also in the Houston Methodist Hospital. She had fatigue and coughing, and they, for Bush, they did a procedure to protect and clear his airway, and they say he's doing okay. That, you know, I mean, even Obama said he appreciated the Bushes. They'd given him so much advice, and he you know, they helped him so much. And that's the kind of guy he was. Okay, so you're not a Republican. You're a president. I'm in that president's club, and lean on me. And I've heard from other people who've been around Obama and who were around Clinton that, yeah, the that's the way they roll. That they're helping. They believe in America and in the process of serving, and they're going to help whoever it is. Okay, so let's switch to Sarah, who says, Kate, I know every once in a while, you know, you do that movie review. You talk about some of the stuff that you watch to clear your mind when you've been working a lot. And I know that you, I think, watch Netflix programming. Do you, isn't it funny how Netflix has turned around its bottom line? I think it's an interesting business story. It is. Netflix added almost 6 million paying members between October and December of 2016. So their expectations blew up their fourth quarter earnings, and their net income was like $67 million, something like that. And they were expecting, I mean, look, they were expecting $58 million. So the stock has absolutely gone up. The Netflix revenue's gone up, so the stock's gone up. And it's what's happened is the original shows where they've got Narcos, which is one that I watch. They have The Crown. They've got Gilmore Girls, I want to say. I never watched that series, but I know that was popular with a lot of people. So that's what they did. They rolled into developing these popular programs where you could just stream them, but you have to have Netflix. So adding that many new members, it just shows you when you have that clever idea in any small business and you really, it's well thought out. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's going to be like a Netflix story, but it's well thought out. You execute it and you follow the dots and you really, really do that research. And they really did that research. And by adding the production value and adding their own shows, wow, the streaming effect, very popular on Netflix. All right, thanks for all those letters. Remember, you can send me notes, letters, all that stuff anytime, americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to ATN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and
$347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go.